9:16 of the 10:50 Chum Morning Show, and our 47th birthday today, and our special guest, is Bobby Curtola. Welcome, Bobby.
Oh,
hey, Bobby, nice to see you here today.
Look,
it's already been hitting on me. I haven't been hit on in since 1985.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Roger Ashby is joining us also.
You smell so good.
Yes, good to have you with
Bobby,
us, Roger.
Great to see you.
Hey, listen, there's my pal, Roger. I mean, talk about going back. We've had some fun, I tell you.
Yeah, we took a bus trip to Cleveland a few years ago.
Oh, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. We're trying to break into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That was really, oh, we had so much fun. I'll never forget that. Singing all the way down there, and, you know, it was just, was great.
Yeah. You had the bus driver's little handheld microphone, and you were singing all your hits.
Everybody said, take that damn mic away from me.
It was the greatest hits of Bobby Curtola all the way from here to Cleveland.
And how long's the drive? 8 hours?
I sang Fortune Teller 1,000 times.
You think we have a high rotation here? He did a little rotation on that bus.
Actually, it was really funny when I got up this morning. A lot of times I get up and there's a song going through my head, and that's exactly what was going through my head as soon as I hopped out of bed this morning was Fortune Teller, and I thought, that's just too strange.
Yeah, you come into work. We got into work this morning, and you said, guess what? I got up this morning, and Fortune Teller's running through my head.
And over and over.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you made my day. Really?
Right, well,
I can't believe I'm here on your birthday.
Yeah, it's it's a coincidence. You had no idea.
No, and I mean, what a thrill, because, you know, 1050 Chum is definitely a part of the mosaic of this country, because it personifies a whole generation of us that, you know, we lived our lives based on the music. And reflecting back and looking at all those wonderful times and how Chum participated in all our lives growing up. I mean, I was a fan of music that ended up making music, and you never really forget those great moments that we shared. And I'm so thrilled that you guys are back telling the story of what happened back in those wonderful times and back on the air with all of this, great music that was created.
You're considered an honorary employee of this company because
pretty much
you were here longer than some of the disc jockeys were back in the 60s. Hey, all those appearances down at the CNE on the trailer.
Oh, isn't that something? It changed my life. A kid going to school in Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Yeah, you were 16 when you started.
I know.
Just a baby.
And just think lucky. If you'd stayed at the gas station and not done Bobby and the Bobcats and all that, you could be retired. Now,
I know,
but now, he did take something with him from the gas station, because you've got a real passion for cars. You tinker with them.
How do you guys know all this? I'm in trouble. Got grease under my fingernails, but
we've got all the dirt. For example, we got an email here from Laura Williams. I'm sorry to spring this on you. In the late 60s, I actually got to kiss Bobby Curtola. He was singing at an event. Oh, this gets better. He was singing at an event that my uncle put together at the Royal York Hotel. We got to go to his room. Where he was getting ready to perform, and I could just not hold back. I walked over and kissed him. Oh, so she did it.
Oh, damn.
It was the biggest event of my life at the time. I was 15, and I will certainly buy the CD. Anyway, there you go, from Laura Williams.
Laura, thank you.
Yeah, Heather also emailed in. She says, hello, Bobby. Where have you been hiding that great voice? We haven't heard any new releases from you in so very long. It's a shame to waste such a God-given talent. I grew up with your music because my sister was the Curtola fan. I did not plan on it, but I totally fell in love with your voice and that amazing smile. And you do have an amazing smile. Bobby, there are so many really great Canadian talents, and you are one of them. Love you and miss you. A Curtola fan forever. And that's Heather.
Oh, well, Heather, I love you. How much is it going to cost me?
Thank you,
Heather. You got me blushing over here on radio.
All right. And we love the outfit you're wearing today. It's the blue sparkle outfit on the radio.
Yes, it is.
No.
Listen, don't laugh. I brought it.
Just in case,
yeah. I think Gord should wear the yellow one, don't you?
Of course. Yeah. I will.
Actually,
you
know what? He looks really good
over there.
He looks really good in red, though.
Well, he's got that yellow
red one.
Maybe the red one. I don't know. I got the velvet one here, too, if you want to.
Ooh, I love
Are they going to be on display at the Hall of Fame that's opening in August?
Well, they're talking about that. They've collected all of this old memorabilia. It's incredible, the stuff you acquire, and that's what they're doing. And in fact, today we're going over downtown to the Rock and Roll...
Hard Rock Cafe,
Hotel.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
Hard Rock Cafe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're doing a presentation with one of our gold records. They're
going
to stick us up there with the Beatles and Elvis. So
excellent. Where is the Hall of Fame, the Bobby Curtola Hall of Fame, located?
Right now it's packaged in Brandon, Manitoba, but they're looking for a home in Toronto.
Okay.
Actually want to put together a Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do it.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this yellow jacket.
If you want to talk
about
it,
come
on,
Gord.
Oh, I got to put it on? All right,
come on. Here, come on.
Very nice.
Gee, girl, you look like Carl Perkins.
Oh, if you could only see this, folks. This should be television, I'm telling you. Wait, I got the blue one. Wait.
Oh, here's the one Bobby won.
This is blushing. Look at he's as red as a beet. My goodness.
Look at this, will you? Oh, man.
Okay.
No, this
Roger,
is showbiz.
Roger, you put on that one.
Oh, no, one for oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, this is too funny.
Oh, this man. Is too funny.
Is I have one a lot
nice
like
track.
This, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Traffic would stop if
nice.
They saw this.
I know.
This is good.
Hey,
and it fits.
Good.
It does, yes.
We're talking with Bobby Curtola, and you can give us a call, too, to talk with him on the air. 416-870-WINS, and we have Tony with us on the phone. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. Buongiorno, Bobby.
Buongiorno, Tony.
I like to tell all the Italian boys in college in Dundas back in the 60s, whenever they heard your song, they were proud of saying, he's Italian. Italian, with a name like Bobby Curtola. And
proud,
not only that, he made my dad's
Italian.
Life a little miserable with my two sisters.
Ooh.
They always wanted to come down and see you and come down to C&E and all that, and they played your records till like midnight. And I grew up to that, and I really enjoyed every song you made. You deserve to be in any kind of Hall of Fame, whether it's Hockey Hall of Fame or Song Hall of Fame. As long as you get into a Hall of Fame, I'll be happy.
Tony, bene grazie, Tony. You know, I tell everybody the story. If it wasn't for my Italian relatives buying that one copy each of that first song, I might never have been in the record business, you know. But, you know,
nice
those paisans, they stuck
yes.
with me. And Johnny Lombardi and Harold Ballard, God yeah. bless them, they promoted me. He was so proud that I was a Canadian
yeah.
and an Italian. You know, just the Italian community really did stick behind me, and I'm very proud of my heritage. And I tell everybody all over the world, and I've been to many places, that the uniqueness of our country, Canada, is that you never lose your heritage. So in Canada, we're proud to say we're a Canadian-Italian, not an mm-hmm. Italian-Canadian, or yeah. a Canadian-Portuguese. So, yeah. you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful country, and we're such a mosaic of all of these different faces and different people, and... And
hey, this
I got
an election.
My big break.
I'm going to say, wait a minute, we're into a federal election here. Is this your step off?
Oh, God, are you kidding? I couldn't do that. Are you kidding?
Well, io sono pomodoro bilingue.
Hey!
Show off.
Mike. Can you say that on the radio?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
You can. We have a great prize that
thanks,
we wanted.
Tony.
We wanted to... Thank you, Tony. Yes, by the way, we have a great prize that we want to award, and we want to tell you about it. It is a dinner for you and nine friends at the Town and Country Buffet, hosted by Bobby here, and we have a trivia question, and that trivia question is, how many Bobby Curtola songs were charted on the Chum Charts? How many Bobby Curtola songs were charted on the Chum Charts? And you can send your answer via email to, this is the address, promotionsdepartment@1050chum.com. Promotionsdepartment@1050chum.com. And get your answer in. And by 10 o'clock, we're going to draw from all the correct answers, all right? Promotionsdepartment@1050chum.com. How many Bobby Curtola songs were charted on the Chum Charts?
And that means we're going to go on a date together? Like the old days with the limo, the whole bit?
I hope so.
Yes, the limo.
You and
the
nine
whole
of
bit.
Your friends at the Town and Country Buffet, and that's coming
ooh,
up.
Ooh, I tell you.
Bobby Curtola is our special guest this morning. It's 9:25 here on 1050 Chum.
You
get to eat.
And it's all you can eat, and it's really good.
Oh, yes.
Been listen, there. Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Starting to ease off on the major routes for the most part. May still have problems southbound Nielsen at Finch and northbound Victoria Park at Dawes Road, that is. This report brought to you by Kinetics.ca. At Kinetics.ca, you'll get up to 7 insurance quotes in minutes, free, without talking to any insurance companies. Go to Kanetix.ca.
Sunny this morning, increasing cloud this afternoon, showers, risk of a thunderstorm, and a high of 21. 14 on the thermometer at 9:26. And we're back with Bobby Curtola after this.
To get the best insurance rate, you can talk to half a dozen different insurance companies.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi.
Or not talk to half a dozen different insurance companies.
Bye.
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 Goodbye. Instead, at Kinetics.ca, Kanetix.ca, get up to 7 insurance quotes in minutes for free without talking to any insurance company. So instead of...
Hi.
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 Keep your insurance rates...
Low.
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 Kanetix.
Kinetics.ca.
You got to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Mattamy's Upper Country Club in Cambridge features 9 model homes and a profusion of floor plan choices so you create a home that suits your lifestyle. We're positive you'll find what you're looking for at Mattamy's Upper Country Club in Cambridge. Mattamy Homes.
A groin injury is nothing to snicker at. Hi, I'm Tom Rivers. I told you how Laser Life made my back pain go away. Now I want to tell you about a friend who let Laser Life fix his sports injury. Pat injured his groin while playing hockey. He wasn't a happy camper at the thought of missing 8 weeks of the season, but then Pat remembered Laser Life. He went to their office, and after 7 painless, non-invasive treatments, which included massage therapy, Pat's injury vanished completely. He was back on the ice in 10 days instead of 8 weeks, with no lingering effects whatsoever. Whether you have pain from arthritis, bursitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, tendon or ligament damage, go to Laser Life. What have you got to lose? Except your pain. Visit their website, LaserLife, laserlife.ca. Drop by Laser Life at 1 Delisle Avenue near Young and St. Clair. Or phone 416-515-9600. Laser Life. For a pain-free life.
928 on 1050 Chum. Bobby Curtola here on the 1050 Chum Morning Show with Nancy Krant, myself. Roger Ashby has joined us. And
we're wearing the curtains from the Delta Chelsea.
Yeah, no kidding.
These are the curtains from the Delta Chelsea. They're you should see. I mean,
snappy-looking trio.
Sparkle. We got
Bobby's
sparkle
got the jacket
morning.
On that you had on breakfast television yesterday,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I'm wearing that one, and he's wearing the yellow version. Gord is in the yellow version. Of course, you've got the incredible soft crushed
velvet. Yeah, Where do you get these made?
Malaysia.
Really? Okay. I'd love
Malaysia.
To have an outfit.
Because Porter Wagner would be jealous. You know?
He would. I know.
He really would.
Well, the thing is, the old days, you had to give him something to aim at, you know?
So you got 25 gold singles under your belt, 21 gold albums under your belt. You were also awarded the Order of Canada back in 1998.
What a thrill.
Congratulations.
Yes. Good for you.
Yeah, what a moment, you know? It's just, God's been kind to me. I never expected it to last as long as it has. And they plugged me in with, thanks to you guys, with all of those Americans and rock and roll. So in all those other parts of the world, they look at me as a part of that whole era. And songs like Karina, my version of some of those songs, they still played. And in the early 60s, Radio Free Europe played all of our music over there. So.
Well, you did a lot of recording down in Memphis, too, right?
Yeah, Memphis, but mostly Nashville.
Or Nashville, sorry, yeah.
Who were some of the players on those Nashville sessions?
Grady Martin, Floyd Kramer,
really?
Boots Randolph, Chet Atkins. Actually, that's Chet on Don't You Sweetheart Me playing the guitar solo.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And Fortune Teller, that's Floyd Kramer. And when Elvis used to come, I tell the story because I could never get the night shift because we had the same engineer. Bill Porter produced all of that stuff for us, and I could never get the guys. So, you know, it's hard to sing earlier on in the day because when you're used to singing at night.
Yeah.
So when Elvis came in, you couldn't get the guys after 9 o'clock, eh?
Yeah.
So we used to try to book it around it. And oh, great memories, I'll tell you.
Did you meet Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got his ring. The estate actually gave me, this is the ring you used to wear in Las Vegas all those years I was there.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, it's funny how you go. Just every time I wanted to see the show, they'd set me up at King's Row. And if you've been at the Hilton, there's two seats level with the stage that are off-center. The center, mm-hmm. there's those two booths. I always got one. You need to give me
the wave.
Yeah.
Out of all the songs you did, what's one of your favorites? Or your favorite
well,
one?
Well, you know, every song's got a memory for you. But but interesting, I walked into the studio one time in Nashville, and they started to play this music, and there's Floyd Kramer, Grady Martin, and I didn't know the song. I figured maybe somebody slid something in and didn't tell me about this song I'm supposed to record because it had nothing to do with the list they'd given me, so I was scared to death. And of course, those days, Bill Justice, who did Find Time to Leave Me Lucille for Kenny Rogers, and mm-hmm. Bill Justice, he had a hit called Raunchy way back in
early
days, mm-hmm. but he was an incredible record producer and produced a lot of our hits.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Bill, I don't know what this is. He says, it's Indian Giver. I said, this is not what I rehearsed. Because you can imagine with the writers, the Herdin Brothers, I'm rehearsing with the piano, and they had that sort of swing thing they played with. So you put your ring on my finger. This is how I rehearsed the song. Where all my friends could see, they told me you never linger, that you take it right back from me. And
this
I walk into the studio and this is what they play. Panic City. You know why I had vibrato in my voice? It was fear. What is this? I don't know this song.
It's Bobby Curtola on Chum.
You put your ring on my finger, where all my friends could see. They told me you'd never linger, that you'd take it right back from me.
It was all right.
You Indian giver.
It was all right.
You Indian giver.
Just wait and see.
You'll be alone and so long. softly in your little heartbreak teepee. Promised your lips to me only, said it was meant to be. They smiled and said I'd be lonely, that you'd take it right back from me. You Indian giver, you Indian giver, you'll be alone and so lonely in your little heartbreak teepee. You vowed your love was forever, mine for eternity. They laughed and said never, never, that you'd take it all back from me.
They were so right.
You Indian giver.
They were so right.
You Indian giver.
Just wait and see.
You'll be alone and so lonely in your little heartbreak teepee. Put your ring on my finger, where all my friends could see. They told me you'd never linger, that you'd take it right back from me.
They were so right.
You Indian giver.
They were so right.
You Indian giver.
Just wait and see.
You'll be alone and so lonely in your little heartbreak teepee.
They were so right.
You Indian giver.
They were so right.
You Indian.